Marshall.com, if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at tryoninvestments.com.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Don't miss the annual Leon Evans Cruise-In October 7th at the Fairfax Regional Sports Complex. Come see muscle cars, hot rods, custom cars, and more. The event is free and everyone is invited. There'll be music, food, raffle prizes, and lots of fun for the whole family.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP. MVP.
Check, check, and check. Whole to-do list done. And it's game time.
I only gave you that list an hour ago.
Right.
You fixed the dishwasher, washed the dog, and got us a mortgage in less than an hour?
Yep. Dishwasher was simple, Bruno was no trouble, and I got us an online mortgage at Fairfax State Savings Bank, where we were approved in like 20 minutes.
You demand, babe. Let's watch that game. High five.
Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com for a mortgage or refinance today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Two in a row for Busch and four drivers are eliminated from playoff contention. I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is power. This is tradition. This is Talladega. Wildcard Weekend returns October 13th through 15th.
Race fans, visit Camping World of Concord for convenient one-stop shopping on outdoor accessories, top brand RVs, and quality service. Buy an RV and enroll in the Good Sam Elite Loyalty Program, offering incentives valued at over $2,000. Browse over 10,000 Camping World products and accessories in America's largest RV dealer network. Plus, shop the top manufacturers such as Coleman, Keystone, Newmar, Thor Motor Coach, Winnebago, and many more. America's number one RV dealer has something for everyone. Visit Camping World of Concord today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Facebook and Twitter, MRN is there. Follow MRN on social media for all the latest happenings from the track and in NASCAR. Breaking news, video, photos, live races and shows, stats, opinion, and more. Follow along on MRN's Facebook and Twitter.
Kyle Busch used a late pass of Chase Elliott Sunday to win his second playoff race in a row and seems to be chipping away at Martin Truex Jr.'s seemingly insurmountable lead. And despite acknowledging that he, Kyle Larson, and Truex seem to be among the fastest now, knows things can change tomorrow.
Maybe it closes our gap that the 78 had on us a little bit. Where, you know, I still think it's 78, 18, 42, you know, and there's different distances between us each and every week, I guess, depending on how we run and what all kind of goes on. So it's all about getting the stars to align and doing your job and having everything go your way.
Sunday's elimination race knocked Ryan Newman, Austin Dillon, Casey Kane, and Kurt Busch out of the playoffs. Details are at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Let's start hour number three off with a choose-your-own-adventure. How about that? We can go to page, let's call it 38, and talk college football and general storylines from the weekend, or we can follow the clues and lead to page 42 and talk NFL football. Let me know on the Hurteen and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600, which direction you would like to at least initially start off here in hour number three. However, you are listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, getting you up to 7 o'clock tonight in NFL football on the way. The Redskins and the Chiefs putting an end to another week of action around the league. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Your fantasy football team may be in need of a little help as well. After some key injuries, Tristan Cockcroft, VSPN.com, set to join the program on Wednesday. Dalvin Cook going down with what appears to be an ACL injury. And Derek Carr of the Raiders will miss up to 6 weeks with what is essentially a broken back. And they already stole this line from me on the Dan Lebatard show earlier today. But I was watching that Raiders-Broncos game, and I had completely forgotten about the existence of E.J. Manuel. And he is the Raiders.
He was a first-round pick, did you?
Yes, he is a first-round draft pick. He is the Raiders' backup quarterback. He is now presumably the Raiders' starting quarterback
Yikes.
For the next 4 to 6 weeks while Derek Carr recovers from what is, again, essentially a broken back.
Two weeks.
I just make the decision? Did I not allow for time to for the listeners to give me their input as to college or NFL? Did I just automatically go down the NFL road? I think I did.
I mean, we can talk about Ed Orgeron later.
Ed Orgeron should be out of a job. Butch Jones should be out of a job. And then you've got the mess that is the Big Ten right now. I'd give a dollar to the first person that could explain to me the Big Ten this year, because Maryland goes on the road, third string quarterback, right? Beats Minnesota. I don't know at this point. Northwestern made a game of it against Wisconsin. We're going to get to college football. You know what? I'm making the decision here because it was on the board, and what's on the board is the gospel, and we go by what's on the board in the sports office.
An executive
and
decision?
And sometimes that gets me in trouble because there are technically two boards, and I'm only in control of one of them, and I don't do a good job of updating the one that I'm in control of. I'm making the decision to stick with what was on the board. We're talking about the Bears, and we're talking about the decision after four games to cut bait with Mike Glennon and turn the offense over to Mitch Trubisky. Good decision or bad decision? 319-366-1600. I'm not so certain that this is the best thing for his development at this point in Mitch Trubisky's career to be thrown to the Wolves four games into the season. Who is he throwing the ball? Who is he going to throw the ball to on that Bears team right now?
A wide receiver.
Kendall Wright?
A wide receiving core that has dropped 10% of the balls thrown their direction.
Kendall Wright? Right?
Correct. He is the leading
touchdown
receiver.
Touchdown over the week on Thursday against the Bears.
Can you tell
Packers.
Me who the leading receiver as far as receptions is on this team and the second leading receiver as far as yards?
Well, Tariq Cohen comes to mind as the leading receiver.
You're correct.
Who is a running back.
And then Zach Miller, the tight end.
And Zach Miller, who's a tight end.
This offense can't do anything. And I will say this. I think that the ability for Mitchell Trubisky to scramble will add a little bit of dimension to this offense. But this is so predictable. We said this the night he was drafted. And the front office and John Fox said, no, Mike Glennon's the quarterback. This guy doesn't have enough experience.
They gave him a ton of money.
They gave him some money, some guaranteed money for a two-year contract. He'll be fine. He's our guy. We're not going to change that. And literally the first preseason game is when you started hearing rumblings about a quarterback controversy. I don't understand why they thought that this year was going to go any other way, and now they mortgage their future trying to buy some time with a young quarterback who is talented. I really like Mitchell Trubisky's the tools that he has, but I think he needed a redshirt year. And throwing him into this offense with this receiving core, I think in the long run, it is terrible for his development. And I can't imagine them winning. And what is this for? So they win five games instead of three and hurt their draft position? I understand people are clamoring for Mitchell Trubisky, but that's why you are the coach and you are the general manager, and they are at home watching on TV.
Speaking of the draft, not to completely change sports here, and I understand how bad I am at my job because I said we were going to come back and talk about LeVar Ball, and we're doing anything but right now. Pablo Sandoval hit a walk-off home run yesterday for the San Francisco Giants, and that walk-off home run in a meaningless game in the last day of the season is going to cost the Giants the number one overall pick in the draft next year. Again, not to completely change from the NFL to MLB, but how upset would you be if you were a Giants fan at Pablo Sandoval winning that game for you and essentially costing you? Now, it's still not bad to have the number two pick, but the Detroit Tigers will now have the number one overall pick next year in the draft. On a walk-off home run on the last day of the season in a meaningless game, how do you celebrate that? And Giants fans seemed happy about it, but I don't know how many of them realized just exactly what occurred there. Also, another baseball story to get to. Postseason begins tomorrow, obviously, but there is some major baseball news today. Jeff Passan of Yahoo.com reporting that the Atlanta Braves are being investigated for some irregularities with their international signings, and in particular, Kevin Mayaton, who is one of their top infield prospects, and he could be declared a free agent by Major League Baseball if they find enough evidence that the Braves knew that they were doing, if they were skirting the rules. And that, to me, is a major story because this kid is a big-time prospect. That's neither here nor there.
So Pavel Sandoval hits 220, has 8 home runs all year, and he just decides that the last game of the year and the last at-bat, he's going to hit one.
The
he's
Giants,
probably celebrating, yeah.
Look, remember, he started the year with the Red Sox. The Red Sox just completely cut ties with him, paid him a ton of money to go away. One of the worst signings, not just in Red Sox history, but baseball history. He said he loved the Giants. Maybe part of his career struggles were the fact he never should have left San Francisco, so he gets to come back to the Giants.
Takes a slight jump, goes from 212 to 225 with his batting average.
It's five home runs. Meaningless home run on the last day of the season and costs the Giants the number one pick in the draft. Okay, the LeVar Ball story that I brought up and then I realized over the top of the hour I didn't really care about, and I feel I owe it to everybody at this point because I did bring it up, but LeVar Ball in the latest chapter, this has got to be for the reality TV series, which is that still on Facebook or have they pulled the plug on that? The LeVar, the Ball family reality TV show that's not on TV.
Haven't
it's
seen
on
it.
Facebook. No, neither is The
Haven't
Handmaid's Tale,
Facebook.
Though. The Handmaid's Tale's not on TV, and it's winning all these awards for television. LeVar Ball is pulling LaMelo Ball out of high school and is going to homeschool him.
Is this him trying to start a big baller brand school? Where he can charge tuition.
Oh, I didn't even think about
that. Phenomenal education that you can receive.
Big Baller Charter School.
At BBU, Big Baller University.
He's going to train him for the next 2 years. This is LeVar Ball, the guy who averaged 3 points a game in college. He's going to
yes.
train his son for the next 2 years. More power to him.
Is his son already committed to UCLA? Is this son?
They're all going to UCLA.
The younger one.
No one cares about Ball. 35-30 on the tech. That's not 35-30. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just saw the first name there. My bad.
93-14.
Kyle. Well, no, he's Kyle. No one cares about LeVar Ball. Okay, well, there we go. I proved my point. See? I should have followed my better judgment, but I'm the one who said, oh, yeah, hey, we come back. We're going to talk about LeVar, but I don't think anybody cares about the NFL anymore at this point either. Because you talk about Glennon and the Bears, and I guess everybody just completely has given up on the league, even though the fact that the ratings were once again up this past weekend. Now, they're not officially complete until Monday Night Football is over tonight, but so whole narrative is perhaps kindling at this point. Now, big week in the NFC North. We started talking about Mike Glennon getting dumped for Mitch Trubisky and the Bears, and Trubisky doesn't have any receivers to throw the ball to. Dalvin Cook looks like he tore his ACL and is going to be done for the season. The Minnesota Vikings drafted Cook as a second-round selection, the heir apparent to Adrian Peterson. They all throughout training camp, it was all but a given. They had signed Latavius Murray. He's going to be a backup plan, but it was all but a given that Dalvin Cook was going to take over and be that lead running back for the Vikings. He looks tremendous to start his career, and then over the weekend against the Lions goes down with a non-contact injury, and he's out for the year. It looks like Latavius Murray is going to get the next shot along with Jerick McKinnon. He's had his opportunities in the past when Adrian Peterson's gone down. He's never really grabbed that role and run with it, no pun intended. Meanwhile, You've got Adrian Peterson, who's down in New Orleans, buried on the depth chart behind Mark Ingram and now Alvin Kamara, who continues to carve out a role in that Sean Payton offense, even though he was underutilized at Tennessee in college. What if Adrian Peterson is the answer to the Vikings' problems? What if the Saints decide, well, the Adrian Peterson experiment, of course, this is all ridiculous. Adrian Peterson, even if he could go back to the Vikings, is not the same Adrian Peterson of 4 or 5 years ago. He's not a lead back anymore in the league. But I continue to be befuddled, A, why the NFL continues to play games in London, because I watched the Saints over the weekend, and both of those teams looked like they needed the entire first half just to figure out where the hell they were. And, of course, Cutler and the Dolphins. And if you've missed it, I highly recommend people who either like or dislike Jay Cutler to go search out the video footage of Cutler in the Wildcat. Did you see it over the weekend?
Yes. You mean the fake that he sold when he split out wide as a wide receiver? He's literally and really standing came off the ball there, hard.
And he doesn't move when the ball is snapped. That's how little he worked to sell his role in that play.
To be fair, he tried to retire. He tried to hang up the cleats, and somebody gave him a shot. Not just to be a quarterback, to be the starting quarterback of a team that made the playoffs last year. And if that doesn't tell you how bad the quarterback play in this league is, I don't know what does. And for the Vikings, you brought it up with Phil Miller just a second ago. What did you call it? The fatalism. The fatalism.
If you're a Twin Cities sports fan, you have a fatalistic view about the world.
You absolutely do. There is no questioning that. And at the same time, I can't blame you. Look at what the way the Vikings have fallen apart over the past 5 years. And it is some of the worst heartbreaking incidents that you could ever go through as a fan. First, Blair Walsh, who's the best kicker in the league at the time, or one of the best kickers in the league, shanks a, 22-yarder to lose against Seattle. Your franchise quarterback tears every ligament in his knee, leaving in question as to whether he's ever going to play again. Dalvin Cook, after Adrian Peterson has multiple knee injuries in the same year that your franchise quarterback goes down, you draft a guy in the second round who looks to be one of the biggest steals of the draft. He gets off to a phenomenal start to his NFL career, and now this happens. And I can't quite wrap my head around the heartbreak that has gone on in the Twin Cities, especially with the Vikings over the past few years. And Mike Zimmer, I think, is a heck of a football coach. What he has built on that defensive side of the football has made them contenders despite what they have offensively year in and year out. But there's only a certain amount you can do when you keep losing key player after key player after key player. I really do feel bad for the Vikings and their fans.
Also, the Patriots are dead and gone, and we should never take them seriously again. The NFL and its fans just want to throw spade after spade full of dirt on the pit. Why do we do this? Look, I know they've got a couple losses, and it's the first time since Belichick's first year in Foxborough, and Brady's 49 years old or whatever it is out there. Why do we continually do this with the Patriots? We continue to overreact. Now, look, they look a little different. I will grant you that. But I've seen enough NFL football over the last decade and a half to know that writing the Patriots off is one of the dumbest things that you could possibly do.
Especially defensively. I know they've been really bad defensively here, but do you think Bill Belichick's going to allow that over the next, 12 weeks of the season? I'm not saying they're going to be the number one defense in the league. They've been horrible so far.
Alex Kuhn proclaims Patriots to have number one defense in league moving forward.
But they're not going to have the 32nd defense in the league the entire year. And yes, 2-2, that's a bad start for them. But they have the Jets coming up next. The Jets, people talk about them being 0-16. They're 2-2. The New York Jets have a better record than the New York Giants.
Who's the biggest surprise so far to you in the NFL? Either a positive or a negative?
The Giants.
Okay.
You bring in Brandon Marshall. You draft Evan Ingram. And this was a team who was 11-5 last year. And you think, okay, well, Eli Manning is a good enough quarterback to where if you put weapons around him, he'll be fine. 0-4. And looking horrible in that 0-4 start. I understand that Odell Beckham Jr. has been hurt. But I thought they had enough, despite him offensively, to, I don't know, get off to a 2-2, possibly 3-1 start. No. 0-4 and looking really, really bad doing it. And I guess what I just brought up in the New York Jets, I did not think they would be 2-2 at this point.
We'll talk NFL and college football moving forward. Of course, a very sad day all across the United States, and we've acknowledged it at least once an hour today. And I will say this, it is extremely difficult, as I said at the start of the program today, to do this job on a day where you have a tragedy on the scale of what we witnessed overnight in Las Vegas, and to sit here and talk about Dalvin Cook's ACL and Derek Carr's transverse fracture in his back. He's got basically a broken back. To sit here and talk about all of this stuff as if this actually matters. It is harder on me than you would possibly believe. But you soldier on and you do the best that you can do. And that's what we can do, I guess, as citizens of this country and just as humans at this point, because as much as today is awful, guess what? We've seen our fair share of awful days in the past, and we're going to see our fair share of awful days in the future. And so if for just a little bit on a really crappy Monday, which now includes reports of at least, if not the passing of, the near passing or impending passing of a rock legend in Tom Petty, if we just for 5 minutes have been shelter for you from the storm, then I guess it's worth it. And at the end of the day, I have to keep that in perspective as we sit here and do a sports talk show when there's other stuff going on in the world that is of much greater importance. 25 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, but Monday Night Football. Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's tough to get in the mindset, and it was tough all day long. And we're 25 minutes, 30 minutes from the finish line. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. And we will talk about the college football weekend that was, including a couple coaches who are now on extremely hot seats in the SEC. 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Back with more after this.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from the chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition. The certain sound of chattering children in costume on Halloween, or the gathering round the table for a magnificent turkey dinner. There are things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertine and Stocker as a family business, true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising in these modern times, they still offer a layaway program. Put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. During the fall, as you enjoy your family's traditions and begin holiday shopping, walk by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Even the most talented players don't make a winning team without a great coach. I'm Lisa Nolan with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. And as a lifelong Cyclone fan, I appreciate all the Iowa State coaches. As a realtor, I am your coach. I identify the strongest selling points for your home. I understand the details of this market, and I always make a clear plan for your success. Let's work together to buy or sell your home. You can contact me anytime at lisanolanrealtor.com. We'll make a great team.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
I have to pick up EJ Manuel in a fantasy football league, and I have to use my waiver priority in order to do it. And if that doesn't tell you the sorry state of my team at this point, I don't know what does. Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Monday Night Football on the horizon. Two teams much better than the Raiders at this point. The Redskins and the Chiefs coming your way at the top of the hour. As somebody on the text line is wondering with regard to Mitch Trubisky, is putting him out there against the Vikings defense really the best thing to do to a rookie quarterback to give him his first start? Not only that, but to do it on Monday Night Football, where you're the only show in town and there's going to be a ton of focus on you. And my answer is, of course not.
No,
but
it's not.
But they wouldn't be the Bears if they did it any other way. And I say that, of course, you're going to sit there and call me, well, he's a Packers fan. Of course, he's going to say that. No, that organization is just... That organization is... Sorry, I keep getting distracted here. I'm trying to find my words. What I'm trying to convey here is that the Bears do things ass backwards.
Yes. And yes, they do.
To the point of they didn't have a plan. When they signed Mike Glennon, they didn't have a plan what they were going to do with the number three pick in the draft. And then they signed Mike Glennon and gave him a ton of money. And then they went into the draft with the number three pick, traded up to get the number two pick, and then drafted a quarterback. That, to me, is the sign of an organization that just has no leadership.
Without the knowledge, reportedly, of the head coach.
With a thank you for, yes, John Fox. I don't know.
I had no idea they were drafting the number with the number two overall pick.
I had no idea. And when you're the head coach and you don't have any input into what your team is doing in its draft room, I hope he has a month-to-month lease in Chicago. He's not necessarily on any hotter seat than the college coaches we're going to get to coming up in just a little bit. 6:31, we got to get to a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here now for you with that is Kyle Mann, Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Iowa lost to Michigan State 17-10 in East Lansing over the weekend, and while this was their second loss in a row, they had actually risen in the AP rankings following the loss to Penn State. Well, that has been undone, as the Hawkeyes didn't receive a single vote in this week's AP or coaches poll. And Spartan receiver Felton Davis III set career highs with 9 receptions for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was named Co-Offensive Player of the Week, making the second consecutive week that an Iowa opponent has gotten that honor. One of the reasons for the struggles in the secondary became apparent early in the game as cornerback Manny Rigumbo was reportedly hurt in practice and unexpectedly unable to play. That may remain the case this week against Illinois as Iowa's depth chart released today lists Michael Ojemudia as the starter. Northern Iowa got its first road win in its MVC opener against Southern Illinois 24-17, and freshman safety Suni Lane was named the MVC's Newcomer of the Week for his performance. He had 7 tackles, 4 of which were solo, and also jumped on a fumble in the fourth quarter to help seal the victory. Iowa State got a commitment right as we came on the air today from George Condit, a 6'10" forward in the class of 2018. 24/7 Sports lists the Chicago native as a 3-star and the 6th best recruit in Illinois. Tonight after the show, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. And on our North and South Gym FM frequencies, we'll have Monday Night Football between the Chiefs and Redskins. Those are 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Let's head to the phone lines really quick. James in Cedar Rapids wants to talk about a currently unemployed, well, unemployed in the NFL quarterback. James, what's up?
So, you guys watched the game yesterday. I don't know if you caught it, but I thought it was odd that, or interesting, that when they were showing highlights from when the guys with the parachutes landed in the stadium prior to the game starting, and then they're talking about it, and Jim Nance says something, and Tony Romo says, yeah, I'd be a daredevil too if I'd get paid enough money, and I thought that that was maybe a opening for a job. I think if Tony gets some rest, he could come back anyway. I am a Packer, but I just wanted to see what you guys said.
It's funny that you mentioned that, James, because as I was watching the game yesterday, the thought crossed the back of my mind that if Jay Cutler's phone can ring and they can convince him to come out of retirement for $10 million, and if a team was desperate enough, look, Romo's agent and Romo are getting calls right now. I can guarantee you that. He's really good when he reins himself in or when he gets reined in by his broadcast partner. I've enjoyed watching him and listening to him do games. But I think just in hearing him the last couple weeks in the broadcast booth, I think the itch is still there. But at this point, the ship has probably sailed. Now, I did think to myself when Carr went out, I bet he would leave the broadcast booth and put the shoulder pads on right now if you offered him enough money. But EJ Manuel, which I think it was Shampoo on the text line pointing out that Colin Cowherd once called EJ Manuel the best quarterback in his class and that he would be a superstar. Hashtag fake ID of sports broadcasting. There were some very hot EJ Manuel takes back in the day. First round draft pick, as you mentioned. And yesterday I was watching the game, and he comes in. I had no idea he was with the Raiders. I had no idea he was still in the league. And he didn't look great. He didn't look awful. He looked like a typical backup quarterback. And that Raiders team, look, Marshawn Lynch has struggled a little bit this year. That's a talented enough Raiders team that you hate to see an injury like the one that Derek Carr, a transverse fracture in his back. He's basically got a broken back, and he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
That's like
the NFL in a nutshell.
Yeah, exactly. Time to be out for a broken back.
Well, technically, it's not a broken back. It's a fracture.
A
transverse fracture. I don't know what. I didn't go to medical school. I don't know what any of this stuff. To me, I hear that, and I go, my God, he broke his back. And
well,
they're talking about him coming back and playing this year, which unfortunately will not be an option for Dalvin Cook. 6:35, we transition from the NFL to college football and coaches who may be on an especially warm seat after last weekend. I'm looking in the direction of Knoxville, Tennessee. 6:36, we'll take a quick timeout. Have more of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
We're changing things up at Chili's. Even our song is changing.
Our old song was baby back, baby back, baby back. It was about ribs because that was our thing.
Everything's getting an update.
Our new menu is totally different. We made your favorite things a lot bigger.
We made our new burger half a pound. That's much bigger.
And the ribs are 30% bigger. The fajitas are way bigger too.
48% actually. But that's like impossible to sing.
I don't know. Maybe just let me try it. The fajitas have 48% more fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Oh baby, Chili's is back.
Baby back, baby back.
Friday at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM and get ready for Clear Creek Amana football action. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Mom always said, don't borrow trouble. So I made it a habit to only borrow books from the library. But when my old car died, I needed a loan. I hadn't established any credit history, but at DuPaco, character is worth more than collateral. They gave me a used car loan at a new car rate and a free credit history lesson on how a good credit score could save me money. DePaco is more than local. It's a cooperative that uses sustainable money methods to put money to work locally by providing friends and neighbors low-cost loans for cars, homes, education, small businesses, and more. Since DuPaco taught me to help myself, I'm finding ways to help my hometown. Instead of just borrowing books at the library, I lend my time as a volunteer reading to kids. To borrow a phrase, life-changing.
Enriching lives through sustainable money methods. Some call that smart money.
I call it bright green.
DuPaco Community Credit Union.
Save.
Borrow. Invest.
Insure.
Trust.
Kevin Harlan with Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner here for Westwood One with a preview of Monday Night Football. Well, we'll be at Arrowhead in Kansas City as the 3-0 Chiefs take on the 2-1 Washington Redskins. Both with wins last week, Redskins impressive over the Raiders. This looks like a terrific matchup.
It has the makings of a great matchup, Kevin. I look at the Chiefs, maybe the most complete football team in the National Football League right now, starting with Alex Smith, who's not only managing games, but making big plays with all those weapons he's got, including the young guy, Kareem Hunt, who's doing great things out of the backfield. And then with Washington, they played fabulous last Sunday night. If Kirk Cousins can bottle that up and play that way again, coupled with the way their defense was rallying around the football, this is going to be a great football game.
Redskins at the Chiefs on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long, right here on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Even if the forecast doesn't call for rain, it calls for Trico Force Wiper Blades, now $15 off when you buy a pair at Napa. Because in reality, a little water's no biggie compared to leaky garbage trucks, swarms of insects, or parking under a tree. So grab a pair of Trico Force Wiper Blades and get $15 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/17.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more. Like a GE high-efficiency washer and electric dryer. Your clothes get cleaner without the damage. And they're just $586 each. Save $425 on the pair. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
6:40, welcome back in. We mentioned earlier in the show today that we did lose a legend in Big Ten action over the weekend. Our condolences going out to the Purdue football family and the late, great Joe Tiller. We touched on his passing a little bit Saturday night on the post-game show after the Iowa-Michigan State game. I'm sure Kirk Ferentz will be asked about it tomorrow. His thoughts on Joe Tiller, who was just a really great guy and a really good football coach and exactly what Purdue needed. One winning season in the 12 years prior to his arrival in West Lafayette. And Joe Tiller showed up from Wyoming, brought basketball on grass to the Big Ten. It wasn't necessarily overly popular at the time. I remember in the late 90s, everybody talking about Purdue and its gimmick scheme, and here we are in 2017, and look how many teams play basketball on grass now. Quite a few of them, including more than one or two in the Big Ten. Joe Tiller had battled poor health in recent years. There was that report late in the summer that he was in extremely poor health, and he hung on at least for a little bit longer. Now, I bring up Joe Tiller and Purdue, one, as a way of expressing my condolences for a guy who I really liked. I would always make it a point at Big Ten Media Day in the old days when all the coaches were in the same room at the same time and everybody was, their attention was a little bit more spread out, so you'd only have maybe five or six people at a coach's table at any given time. I always made it a point to go over and sit at Joe Tiller's table for a little bit because you never knew when he was going to transition from telling a football story to a story about fly fishing or life or an anecdote. And he was, as I said Saturday night, a personality. A football coach who also had a personality, which I think is going by the wayside in today's game. I saw on CBS Sports, there are odds out now on who the next head coach will be at the University of Tennessee. even though Butch Jones has not been fired yet. He should have been fired immediately after the Georgia game over the weekend. Tennessee is heading into a bye week, which is traditionally, at least in the college game, the time where athletic directors will inform head coaches their services are no longer necessary. It gives the interim coach a little extra time to game plan for the next contest and get recruiting in order. So, look, Butch's days are numbered in Knoxville, and I listened to a little bit of Tyler's show, my former co-host who's now in Knoxville on the flagship station. Of course, they've got to kind of tiptoe and be careful about what they say because they're the flagship station, and I get that. Jeff Brohm had the third best odds in Las Vegas to be the next head coach at Tennessee, and I was sort of taken aback by that. I don't necessarily know if I can see him leaving Purdue that quickly, although, look, it's Tennessee, it's the SEC. A buyout is not going to be an issue. The boosters would come together if that was the guy that they wanted. Chip Kelly has the highest odds, the best percentage, I should say, at this point, from a betting standpoint. And yes, I understand that it may make you a little uneasy every time I talk about Vegas today and the betting line in Vegas. Vegas is such a, it's so ingrained in sports terminology. And every time I say, you know, in Vegas, and I just keep going back to, and you know, there are bigger things in Las Vegas right now than point spreads and betting lines on who the next coach is going to be. But I did find this, by the way, Chip Kelly would be, I think, he'd be a headline maker, that's for sure, trying to take his act, which has worked very well in the college game, not so much at the NFL level, back to college and to the SEC. Constantly hear Peyton Manning thrown around as a possibility for the next head coach. He wants to coach. Peyton wants to coach. And I'm not saying this as a jab at my former co-host. I'm not. But according to the odds, if you were to make a wager on Peyton Manning being the next head coach at the University of Tennessee, right now the odds are 100,000 to 1, which are the same odds as Lane Kiffin being named the next head coach at the University of Tennessee. Been there, done that, ain't happening.
100,000 to 1.
John Gruden.
I'll put a dollar on that.
John Gruden was somewhere in the top 6 or 7, I think.
Do you have? Oh gosh, I was looking for the list, but I couldn't find it. I really do think Jeff Brohm would be a good fit. I don't think that he's.
I was in my office playing with baseball cards earlier today. I was woefully unprepared to do the show today. Otherwise, I would have the odds in front of me instead of just reading them earlier in the day and going, "Oh, I'll remember them."
I do think that Jeff Brohm would be a good fit. I don't think he would jet right away from his job. Okay, here it is. Chip Kelly, number one. Jeff Brohm. Bobby Petrino. Mike Norvell, you can have him. PJ Fleck and Bob Stoops. Then T. Martin, who is the offensive coordinator at USC.
Former Tennessee quarterback.
And then Les Miles and Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter, let me see if I remember this correctly, 180 to 1.
I think all but one of those options, Jim Bob Cooter, yes, 181. All but one of those options would be a better option than what they have right now.
Please tell me it's Jim Bob Cooter.
No, it's not Jim Bob Cooter. But
Coach Cooter!
Chip Kelly in the SEC, he struggled with some of those defenses. Whenever they'd have to play crossover games, whenever they had to play LSU or Alabama, would that offense work in the SEC? It'd be very interesting to see. But in the SEC East right now, I think that the product is getting so watered down by all of these hirings and firings of coaches. I understand that Georgia is now a legitimate top 10 team. But what is happening at LSU, what is happening at Tennessee and Florida and some of these other programs, it's kind of sad because Alabama is, while all of this turmoil is happening, Alabama is just pulling further and further away. And at some point, these athletic directors are going to have to say enough is enough. We need some stability within our program, and we're not going to get it I don't care who we are, if we're LSU or Florida or Tennessee, we're not going to have any kind of success or even have a chance to dethrone Nick Saban at Alabama if we keep hiring and firing coaches at the rate that we're going right now.
The other SEC coach on the hot seat, Ed Orgeron and LSU.
Exactly.
Which, funny thing I saw tweeted over the weekend, and again, I wish I could remember who tweeted it because I would credit them. Ed Orgeron should fire himself and then name himself interim coach, and LSU would run the table. We would hear from Cajun Troy. Unfortunately, I think she's still making her way back from London at this point. I know she was going over there to watch her Saints play, but remember, Ed Orgeron, they made their bed with that hire. He's been very good as an interim coach, and then you give him the actual job, and the results are never the same. I have very little sympathy for LSU, who played Troy. We make fun of the SEC for these homecoming games all the time. Troy comes down to Death Valley, collects, what, $900,000, something like that for playing that game, and then heads home. Not only do they have the biggest win in Troy history, and I'm not an expert on Troy football, but I feel pretty comfortable saying that. And not only do they have almost $1 million now in the bank for that big victory, but whoever runs their social media and their Twitter account went absolutely savage on LSU in the minutes after that game was over. LSU, thanks for having us down for homecoming. It was a great time. I'm paraphrasing.
No, that's very close to what they said. This is...
How would Iowa fans take that if, like, and I, well, North Dakota State, I think, took a little bit of a jab last year on Twitter, but this is Troy. This is homecoming. This is the SEC.
Yes, and they lost to Troy on homecoming.
So, okay.
In the SEC. They...
Who are the realistic candidates then at LSU?
I think you have to kind of go with the same type of candidates that we were talking about at Tennessee.
Peyton Manning took the LSU. Now he's
are they
going to
ask Jimbo Fisher again if he wants to come back? Because I don't think he's leaving Florida State anytime
money.
Soon. I know, but they've done it the last 2 years.
More money.
Even more money?
Even more money. Okay, we tried. Ed Orgeron didn't work out. What was the number last time? Add a couple million to it. See if we can at least get his agent to return the phone call.
I really don't know, because they've put together this staff that everybody thought, despite Ed Orgeron's shortcomings as a head coach, would succeed in Death Valley and continue their tradition. And as somebody pointed out, all of the momentum from Nick Saban being the coach at LSU died on Saturday night. This was a program that put more defensive linemen in the NFL than any other in college football, had as much NFL first-round talent as any in college football, and they still do. They still have so much talent within that program, but they lost to Troy. They got blown out by Mississippi State. It's, like I said, these programs, other than Alabama in the SEC, have to take a long, hard look at themselves and say, we have to, and it puts even more pressure on them to find the right guy. Georgia went out and they hired one of Nick Saban's guys, and they got Kirby Smart in there, and they have Jacob Eason, and they've been able to move on pretty quickly from the loss of Mark Richt. These other programs are not doing it so smoothly, and I'll be very interested to see what happens with LSU, because that kind of reminds me of Texas after when Mack Brown was being fired. Texas was always that program that you would see first-round pick after first-round pick come out of. They'd win 9-10 games a year, and they have slowly fallen into the abyss. And I just, for LSU fans' sake, I hope that doesn't happen, but it looks like it might be heading that direction.
6:52. So step aside, take a break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night, and then it'll be off to Monday Night Football. The surprising, undefeated Kansas City Chiefs and Washington heading your way. It's 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, KGYM, and the Todd Bromelkamp Show. More after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
When you're planning for a new home, you're probably focused on how many rooms you need and what design you like, and that's important stuff. But something else to think about is energy efficiency. If you'd like some ideas, come see the latest energy efficiency innovations in action at Linn County REC's Model Home during the Cedar Rapids Parade of Homes October 7th through 15th. This all-star rated home in Solon stars an air source heat pump hybrid heating and cooling system and also features energy efficiency upgrades like a heat recovery ventilator, heat pump water heater, 90% LED lighting, and it's net zero ready. Come see it. And while you're there during the Cedar Rapids Parade of Homes, a Linn County REC Energy Advisor will be on hand to answer your questions. The address is 3987 McBride Place, Northeast in Solon. Find more details and a map at linncountyrec.com. Learning more about the most energy-efficient innovations for your next home is just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Even the most talented players don't make a winning team without a great coach. I'm Lisa Nolan with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. And as a lifelong Cyclone fan, I appreciate all the Iowa State coaches. As a realtor, I am your coach. I identify the strongest selling points for your home, I understand the details of this market, and I always make a clear plan for your success. Let's work together to buy or sell your home. You can contact me anytime at lisanolanrealtor.com. We'll make a great team.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This is the Jim Scott Udash. Friday afternoon at 3, we'll come to you live from the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym class will be live at Linmar before their matchup with Prairie. Here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, we'll talk with coaches and athletes as we count down to kickoff and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard. Friday afternoon at 3 on the gym.
I don't want to spoil the sideline show for any of our Iowa State listeners on 1600 AM tonight, but it's safe to say that secondary logo comes up quite a bit in the early going. Thank God for Tommy Burch's Twitter feed on a night like this. 6:56, let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa lost to Michigan State 17-10 in East Lansing over the weekend, and while this was their second loss in a row, they actually had risen in the AP rankings following their loss to Penn State. Well, that has been undone, as the Hawkeyes didn't receive a single vote in this week's AP or coaches poll. One of the reasons for their struggles for the defense became apparent early in the game, as cornerback Manny Rigumbo was reportedly hurt in practice and unexpectedly unable to play. That may remain the case this week against Illinois, as Iowa's depth chart released today lists Michael Ojemudia as the starter. Northern Iowa got its first road win in its MVC opener against Southern Illinois 24-17, and freshman safety Suni Lane was named the MVC's Newcomer of the Week for his performance. He had seven tackles, four of which were solo, and also jumped on a fumble in the fourth quarter to help seal the victory. Iowa State basketball caught a commit right as we came on the air today from George Condit, a 6'10" forward in the class of 2018. 24/7 Sports lists the Chicago native as a 3-star and the 6th best recruit in Illinois. He chose the Cyclones over offers from Illinois, Arizona State, and Washington, among others. Tonight after the show, we'll have the Cyclone call-in show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And on our North and South gym FM frequencies, we'll have Monday Night Football between the Chiefs and Redskins. That's 106.3 FM, the South gym, and 107.5 FM, the North gym.
On the subject of coaching vacancies, UTEP had a coaching vacancy. Their head coach stepped down over the weekend. Interim coach, Mike Price.
Wait, wasn't he the coach there recently? Yes, he was.
He's also the coach who was at Alabama for a handful of days before it turned out that he liked strippers and, yeah, right?
Yes,
or was that
correct.
Washington State? Which,
well, he was,
which
he was
job...
a coach at Alabama,
okay,
from Washington State.
Yeah, I can't remember which job he threw away, just like so many crumpled up dollar bills. I don't know what the UTEP Gentlemen's Club scene looks like, but interesting hire, to say the least. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we will hear from Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes as they meet the media in advance of homecoming. Plus, the MLB postseason kicks off. It's the Twins and the Yankees. We'll break it down for you and hook somebody up with a $30 gift card to La Cantina.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor,